A photo a day keeps the doctor away. Taking a photograph each day and posting it online is a popular hobby. If the millions of online pictures tagged number 365 are any indication. To explore how this habit affects health, British researchers interviewed the creators of online photo journals and discovered that daily photography improved respondents' lives in several ways. It made them mindful of the present. It motivated them to go for walks to get their photos, and it gave them opportunities to interact with folks who share their interests. Osteoporosis drug may cure baldness. Researchers from the University of Manchester have discovered that a drug originally developed to treat bone loss may also help treat hair loss. The drug, known as WEI-316606, suppresses the activity of a protein that is key to regulating the growth of many different types of tissue, including hair follicles. In a lab, the researchers extracted hair follicles from male hair transplant patients, then treated the samples with the drug. In just 2 days, the drug stimulated the hair follicles to grow. A clinical trial is needed to ensure that the treatment is safe and effective when used on hair still attached to living human scalps, but experts are excited about the prospect of a new medication, as existing hair loss treatments are not effective for everyone. The science of hanger. If you've ever been hangry, that is, so hungry it makes you angry, you'll be happy to learn that scientists have begun studying the cause of this unpleasant condition and recommend fixes. To diagnose hanger, researchers from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill asked subjects at varying levels of hunger to write a story about either their emotions or an average day. Next, they were asked to look at circles on a computer that had been rigged to crash. The experimenter would then blame the participant for crashing the program. Turns out that the people who had written stories about emotions, and were therefore focused on their feelings, felt less stressed or angry when they were unfairly blamed for the computer crash, even if they were hungry. The takeaway? Being aware of your emotional state reduces the chance that hunger will ruin your mood. Mindfulness training can help with that, of course. If you're hungry, eating also helps.